I already have one like in my head that I'll talk about.
That's fine. We don't need a timer. I feel like we're good.
Okay.
We did a 45-minute episode, so as long as we're coming in under that. Okay. This won't be that long. All right. Are we ready?
We are ready.
All right. Wait, have you been recording?
Yes.
You've been recording this whole
time? Oh, my God. We've been recording this whole time.
45 seconds.
Welcome to the Brother Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. As always, brother is the only sibling you'll ever need discussing life's most important things in the least important way. Today, I'm joined by my guest, Heartbreaking Hogan.
Yep, that's me.
Dartoon.
And, as always, a very gracious title, Director of Romance, Tanner.
Hello. Welcome.
Wow.
I can't wait to...
If you could see the confidence with which he's sitting there saying that.
Welcome. I'm in a crowded room.
I can't wait until you're finally upgraded to the title that you really need, Chief Romantic Officer.
That's right. One of these days.
We should also... This made me think we should do a podcast about Westerns or something, and then one of you could be Rootin' Tootin' Tanner.
Oh, we should definitely do that.
Plenty O' Gumption Hogan.
Yep, that's it.
I like that.
Director of Romance. Okay. Today we'll be revisiting our favorite subreddit, Our Relationship Advice, to give people the advice they never knew they needed or really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're good at giving advice you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But not because it's not good, just because you don't want to hear it right now. So we all picked a few stories from the subreddit. Who wants to go first? I have one at the ready if you...
I really hope nobody else picked this one, but I got a good one. Basically, it's...
You want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go first.
Okay, so... I can't find the original post, but are we saying users? Sorry.
Yeah, you can say the username.
Okay. This is SapaPapa442200.
Okay.
And his post is about his wife hitting him.
Wait, 442200 is just 420.
22 times.
It's like double 420.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I just want everyone to realize that. Okay.
Very cool.
So his original post, this is like the updated one, but his original post is his wife is hitting him in his sleep, and he found that out because every morning he would wake up and feel like really sore or wake up in like really abruptly and feel like he just got hit and was like, what was that? And his wife would constantly deny it, so he installed cameras and got footage of her hitting him.
But like she's up and awake and punching him?
Yes. Wow. Oh no, it's not an accident. It is that she clearly waits for him to be asleep and then she wakes up.
Where's she punching him, like in the side?
I think, like I said, I can't find the original one.
Also, why isn't he waking up? That is a deep sleeper.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, he does wake up, and then but then he'll be like, wow, I just feel like I got hit, and she denies it.
She acts like she's groggy. She's like, what?
That's crazy.
Like, why are you waking me up for this again?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wait.
Well, so then what's his question?
My wife hit me square in the chest, and I'm talking like a real punched, and I was shocked and gasped for air and had a hard time breathing for a bit. She acted startled as if I woke her up. I don't believe her, but I don't want to start anything without proof. So his whole thing...
So what's his thing?
So
what do I do?
Yeah, so what do I do now? Honestly, it's a stupid question. Yeah, but basically it's like, what do I do now? My wife is hitting me in my sleep.
Confront her?
You confront her.
Exactly. Well, everybody's like... Take the footage, make copies, go to the police. She's
Don't
going...
Go to the police.
Send it to
you
us.
Confront her and you say, why are you punching me in my sleep? And if she's like, I'm not doing it, then you confront her with the evidence. And then she's like... I don't know what this is, blah, blah, blah. Then you go to the police.
But what do you salvage? Like, there's no salvaging this relationship.
There's got to be some deep-seated.
What he's not telling everyone is that he hits her when she's awake.
There's got to be some deep-seated resentment from her.
Yeah. Like, that's something therapy patch over. She's not obviously punching him in the face or, like, stabbing him, but, like...
Hey, it could come to that.
That's why I'm saying confront her. Oh. If she denies it, then go to the police. But if she's just like, I don't know why I'm doing it, I just hate you. Let's go to therapy. Let's try it out. Go to therapy for a little bit. And then, you know, if it's something so deep-seated or she's just a psychopath, which I'm not saying she's not, and I'm not saying they shouldn't break up, but, like, I don't know. Get to the root of that.
Well, if I just don't know if that's his responsibility, I would say get out of there because she is not here for your well-being.
Yeah.
That's his girlfriend or his wife?
It is his wife, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's his wife.
That's the thing, is when you're married, it's a little different.
I know.
I'm just gonna boot, scoot, and boogie out of here because even if you're, like, sharing an apartment, easy to separate.
Maybe she's a sleep hitter.
She's not asleep, though.
She's not asleep.
I know, that's for sure. But also, I remember this from his original post, is that she hates that he snores. So, like, his assumption is that she's doing this because he snores really loud or something, and she just hates it so much, and she wants to wake him up, so she's punching him.
But see, that's my point. It's like, go to a therapist and find out why she's doing it, and if she denies it, that's when you're like, okay, she's a psychopath. But if she's like, it's because of blank... No matter what her reason is,
yeah, I mean,
like, go to therapy and try and sort it out.
Right. Also, yeah. But no matter what, it's unacceptable. I think
it
but
is unacceptable.
Still, it is a marriage.
It's unacceptable, but that's something you can fix. If she's like punching him as hard as she can in the face,
yeah,
then it's like maybe. But if she's punching, if she's giving him body punches at night, also when he's like, she punched me really hard. I don't know. This guy could just be a wiener.
Yeah,
he was. I'm not saying hitting someone's acceptable, but
He woke up sore. It's not like he woke up. He didn't say bruises or anything.
No, he just said he woke up gasping. Well, specifically, this happened multiple times. But he woke up once gasping for air when she hit him in the chest, but like knocked the wind out of him.
But yeah, but like he could just be a wiener. I'm saying, confront her with the evidence. If right. she denies it,
yeah,
I think you don't just like say we're done. I saw that you were hitting me in my sleep. We're done. Because then it's like. There's no explanation. Yeah. Like, what if she is like, I thought there was a spider on your chest.
You do want to get to the bottom of it.
See what she says. If she still denies it, see a therapist and see what is in there. And then if there is no underlying reason, then it's just be like, I can't deal with this paranormal activity.
Yeah, don't get therapy if she's just like, I'm not hitting you. Or if she's like, I just felt like hitting you. Because then it's like, okie dokie, that's scary.
Yeah.
Then that is the person that's going to stab you.
If you are asleep, though, probably any punch feels harder than it really is. Because you're
he woke up gasping. I'm like, come on, guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know how prone people are to hyperbole.
You'd have to punch somebody really hard to make them, like...
So this is where I kind of get in trouble. It's not that I don't believe people.
Yeah.
It's that I don't believe just... Without exception. I think people exaggerate so that their point or their perspective is like more sympathetic.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this guy's doing that, but it's also Reddit. So people love to embellish and be like, she hit me so hard that my kidneys bled and I peed blood. That's
Eddie. Okay.
Moving on. All right. So
I think we figured that one out.
Yeah. So yeah, get to the bottom of it.
Right.
Yeah. Confront, obviously. Yeah. She denies with the evidence.
Sleep puncher.
Yeah. Sleep puncher.
Solved.
Case closed.
All right.
It's not her, it's a guy in your attic.
Okay. One that kind of makes me laugh, but it's still I don't feel like really bad, but it still kind of makes me laugh. So this guy writes in. And I don't want to click the link and open it up again. So, but he apparently, so he has his girlfriend, and apparently she's a little bit taller than him. So, fine, whatever. But it's starting to get on his nerves that she is constantly calling him like her little boy and making fun of him for not reaching the top shelf. And it's all jokingly, but she's basically just making fun of him for being shorter than her. And when he confronted her about it, she said she's like, sorry, but it turns her on.
Wow.
And that's something
the,
that
like
just,
the needling him and
the
him?
Literally yeah. belittling him. But so then what should he do? And she's not saying she'll try and do it less, but she just said like,
so she's giving
it
him
is
a
something
time.
That kind of turns me on.
It bothers him, but it turns her on.
Yeah.
Right. But it's kind of like I think they could find a way to service her whatever and also not make him feel bad. Like,
yeah, he's
it's
like,
in the right context.
Can't you
just
make fun of my
tiny penis? Or just like, can we do this like in bed or something? Now that I know it's like supposed to be a sexy thing for you, like, can we do this like in a room and not like just when I'm out with my friends, can you not make fun of how short
right.
I am?
This is another like... Maybe go see a therapist and get down to
probably
because like, if it's like, or just have like a frank discussion about like what her kinks are or something. Because if her kink is making fun of you for being short and it really bothers you that she makes fun of you for being short, then you probably might be irreconcilable.
Yeah,
I mean, and what is it? Is she turned on because he's short, or is she turned on by the belittling?
Yeah, exactly. But if she's turned on because he's short, I wouldn't think she'd need to keep pointing it out to him. But maybe it's like a game she's playing
right.
with herself where she's like, my little boy, and that, ew. But then that's such a like, kind of touchy kink.
So then what should he do?
She's the one who posted this, right?
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
I say talk to her about it and find out like what the root is, and if she's like, I don't know, maybe talk to someone else collectively about it. Again, therapy.
Yeah.
Find out what the root is, but
also think he's got to ask himself the question, like, how much does this really bother me? Like, now that I know the whole context behind it or whatever, it's like, okay, he obviously knows that he's short. And everybody does. So, like, her bringing attention to it hurts his feelings. But and it's like the can way he get she's over that? Doing it, though. Yeah, yeah.
If she's like, my little boy, or, little David can't reach a top shelf.
Right.
Like, how is
that
she
is
doing
really
it?
Annoying. Yeah.
I don't know if that's how she's doing it. But, like,
no, but
she
I could see
it's
how
like,
it'd be annoying.
That's also, beyond just pointing out that someone's short.
I'm also thinking where it's like, if you're in the context of a long-term relationship, then it's like, if it bothers you now, I'm sure it's going to bother you later. And then you're just going to be
like... Does he say,
like,
what stage they're at in their relationship?
I didn't read that part. Or, no, I didn't see any, like, sort of length of time.
Well, just because, like, if it's, like, they've been together for 3 months, it's, like, maybe just leave.
Right.
They've been together for, like, 4 years. It's, like, when did this start? How long has it gone on?
Ooh, 5 inches.
What?
There's a 5-inch difference.
Oh.
That's how much taller she is. Is she really tall or is he just short?
He's 5'5 and she's 5'10.
Ooh, that is really short for a dude. That's really short for a dude.
She likes to wear heels when we go places.
It sounds like him being short turns her on.
Right.
Yeah, she loves
also
it.
Also, she wouldn't be with him. She likes being the bigger person.
Exactly.
But maybe she also likes being the dominant person.
Right. And I can see him being like, I don't know. I feel like as a guy, you're like, oh, it turns you on. Oh, okay. But
that's the thing is that, like, he was probably really annoyed by it, and now he's confused because he's like, but it does turn her on.
Right,
which
exactly.
Which is funny to me because it's like, look, does it annoy you that she's doing this? Is she belittling you?
Right.
Does that bother you? If it does, then it shouldn't matter.
That's why,
because it turns her on.
That's so why funny. I'm saying
it's a good point.
if it bothers him and this is a long-term relationship, like, can you imagine just, like, it's not every single day, but it's like, 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And then there's just like that constant.
Or just necessary for her. Whatever.
You're constantly being told how short you are, even though, you know, every single short person is always going to be self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I couldn't
especially
handle
if,
that.
Like the relationship, he's 5'5", she's 5'10". It's like, it's a constant reminder. She's,
but
it'd
he
be like
knew
if
that,
I dated
right?
someone that's 6'8".
Right.
I would be like, you're a monster.
And
you're
well,
huge.
And she's like, hammering that into you each time.
Yeah. I mean, that's also things like how often is she doing it? If it's like occasionally and she's just giving him a hard time.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like you guys are saying it's like talk about it and then be like, okay, maybe this is like only a, not only a sexual thing, but it's like we keep it to ourselves.
Yeah. Like don't do it in front of other people.
And,
put up some boundaries.
And don't just be like straight up about it where it's like, haha, you're short, baby.
It's like short,
little
baby.
Little baby boy.
But again, I'd say
it's like know that there's love behind it instead of like you know, I keep your treats on the bottom shelf.
But again, I'd say it also depends on the length of the relationship. If they've only been dating for like 3 months, it's like just cut bait, man. Just get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't,
if, whether it's a fetish or whatever, just get out of there.
I don't think that I'd be able to, like, whatever it is, I don't think I'd be able to handle just belittling for however long.
Yeah. No, it would get old. So 3 months or under, cut bait. 3 months or over,
set
talk
some boundaries.
Out,
yeah, talk it
set
out.
Set some boundaries.
Jeez.
Be like, stop doing this in front of my parents at Thanksgiving.
Ugh.
Booster seat.
You want mama to cut up your steak for you? Your steak? You want me to get that turkey for you?
His family's probably all short too. What if she does it to everybody?
She just takes over that family. She becomes the leader.
Like, I'm the mama now. Oh, wow. Okay. So I only read through mine a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read the whole thing. I'll read through it quickly.
Love it.
All right. My girlfriend drunk texted another guy.
Oof, I love it.
So this is from a throwaway account. Uh-huh. It says, about a week ago, my girlfriend went and hung out with some of her friends at her best friend's birthday and got pretty drunk a few days ago. A few days go by and I notice this weird text on her phone from a guy she has never told me about before. Eventually, my curiosity gets the better of me and I look at the text between them. To my shock, she was asking, almost begging even for this guy to come hang out with them and have sex with her. She even told him that she would get them a hotel room for them. I could tell from the text that the guy never showed up, though. I read over all the texts twice, just trying to believe it, then I confronted her with them. She told me it was all just a drunken mistake and how she was too drunk that night to even remember sending them. She started crying, which she almost never does, and started telling me how incredibly sorry she was. She blocked and deleted his number right there and even promised to give up drinking to make sure it never happened again. I love this girl with all my heart, and I can tell how remorseful she is and how much she regrets what she did. I want to forgive her, but I'm just not sure about my feelings. Sorry about my bad grammar. It's pretty late. I'm just looking for some advice.
Wow.
Oof.
That's pretty tough, but I think she sounds genuinely sorry. That's like kind of the way to go about it too, right? Like if you make bad decisions when you're drunk and you want to be in a relationship, you got to stop getting so drunk. You don't have to stop drinking.
I think that she took all the right steps,
yeah,
but I still think it's up to him.
Yeah, he would be justified either way.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say... She promised to give up drinking and make sure it never happened again. She blocked and deleted the guy's number right there. I'm like, that what made her do that wasn't that she was drunk.
Yeah.
Her being drunk probably allowed her to do it, but like that's not the root cause.
Versus her, if she's at that point, texting her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Right.
And then anytime someone's like, I'll quit drinking for you, I'm like, that's always bad news to me. Not because someone shouldn't give up drinking or have a reason to give up drinking, but when someone says that, if they don't really want to do it, they're going to start resenting you.
Yeah.
If they still want to keep drinking and they're not drinking because of you, because that's how they're going to start viewing it after a while. So, yeah, I think it's up to the guy, but I don't know. I would probably like, I'd be like, give a second chance, but... Hard out if it happens again. Like, no...
Right.
No third chance.
If I was him, I would get advice from, like, friends and family. And then... Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. I would probably get advice from friends and family, but also just be like, I can't see you for, like, a month. Like, let's just take a... Let's just, like, separate.
I mean, however I feel like, long. Or just... I would say, like, hey, I just need, like, some time for myself to think about this. I don't know how long that's going to be.
Right.
And so... Let's just take some time. I'll, you know, reach out to you, whatever.
Because, Chris, what you said were all good points. And then, but it's also like she was very, I don't know. It sounded like she was very, what is the word?
But sorrowful. You know, sorrowful. Yeah, remorseful. Yeah, she sounds remorseful.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Give that second chance, but like, make no mistake, there shouldn't be a third. But then there's a part of this that like I kind of sped over and we haven't talked about. He says a few days go by and I notice this weird text on her phone from a guy she never told me about before. How do you just notice a text on someone's phone?
Right.
And it's obviously a text that she didn't notice. So this is, he's clearly going through her phone.
At this point. Yeah. Right. He's like, or paying very close attention,
Yeah, but like, she's not texting with this guy.
Uh-huh.
He's saying he saw this weird text from the guy. And then And I'm not saying people shouldn't share their phones if they want to share their phones. Maybe that's the relationship. But I also think it's like, he's clearly like, him saying, eventually my curiosity gets the better of me. But that's like distrust right there already.
Right. He's got trust issues. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and
I mean,
I'm not going through my girlfriend's phone.
There could also be like a pattern or something like that that he's noticed before. Like, we're not getting enough context where it's like maybe she does get flirty when drunk or something like that.
Yeah. But that's just like, then he doesn't trust her when she's drunk and he knew she was out the other night and she's drunk and then she's getting this text from this guy. But then that's like, that to me is just like a deeper problem in the relationship.
Right.
Yep.
Are you going so far to say is that the well has already been poisoned and that there's no point?
I mean, maybe a little bit. Is that like, if he already clearly doesn't trust her, it's like,
yeah, what's the point of trying to fix this if you're constantly going to be thinking about this or whatever? Every text that she gets, you're going to be worried that it's going to be some other guy.
Anytime she wants to go out with her friends, he's going to be like, remember no drinking. And I can tell you right now, that stuff gets old.
I still think examine it. Take some time and examine it.
Take that month. Take the sabbatical. Yeah.
And then if you guys, you know, at the end of it, she has worked on herself and gotten better and honestly means it, and you are like, not a creepy, you know, creeping through phones, then
This is like the classic where someone's like, I love this person with all my heart, and like, I'd do anything for them. I'm like, anything but not go through their phone.
Right.
I also feel like the whole, like, deleting the number and blocking him right in front of him, blocking the number right in front of her boyfriend, like that
gesture.
Exactly.
Remembers the guy's number.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like you could find, like, you could get back in contact with that guy if you wanted to. You could find him on social media or something like that. So like that was almost,
that's like,
tips me off.
Look
as,
how
like,
serious I am.
Exactly.
That's why I'm like, that's why when someone says, "I'll give up drinking for you," I'm like, that. Okay.
I know.
You, that'll last maybe 2 months.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Where it's like, if they're actively working on it and like want to do it for you.
But man, also, like, my advice is don't tell her, don't say, yes, give up drinking for me, because that's going to lead to resentment.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Unless
she's,
like, a hardcore alcoholic, which she's probably not, because most people aren't.
Well, it's just like, you know, text me instead at that point.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Case closed. Case solved.
We have time for one more. Want to squeeze in one more? Actually, I think we're probably pretty close to
our limit. We're at 20:55 right now.
All right. Why don't we go to the end bit?
Okay.
I feel like that was three solid ones.
That was really good.
Those were good ones. Excellent. All right, so let's take a little break, and then we're going to do our end bit.
I'm Lisa from Ohio, and have tried them all. You know, those dating sites. When I was about to give up, I discovered B2.com, where you get introduced to people who really match your personality. That's how I found Mark, my perfect match.
Discover the love of your life in Ohio as well. Simply take B2's free personality test today and then find the love of your life. Explore all premium services for only $1. That's right, $1. Only for a limited time at B2.com. That's B-E, the number 2.com.
All right, we're back. So the end bit, we just, we had a little snafu with our end bit, so we just came up with one on the fly. And I think I like it. It's going to be very personal.
Chris, I feel like you're going to just, never mind.
No, I don't know. I don't know Tanner's worst one. Yeah. So what we're going to, we'll call it Who Has It Worse or Who Had It Worse.
That's right.
We're each going to describe our worst relationship. It could be, you know, girlfriend. It could be family. It could be anything. Any relationship you've had. I mean, hell, it could be with a coworker if it was toxic enough. And you describe that relationship, and we're each going to describe our relationship, and then we're going to vote and see who had the worst relationship. Does that sound fun?
Sounds great.
Sounds
really cathartic.
Fun. Really fun.
It does.
All right, so Tanner, why don't you go first, since you said you got a good one for this.
I got a good one. Oh, man, I just hope that she or nobody in her family ever hears this. it was my first serious relationship. We were together all through high school and a little bit into college. And she was nice. We got along well, had things in common. It was a good time for the most part with her. She was also a little weird, but whatever. But really, her family was, like, pretty out there. I don't know how much I want to get into this, actually. Well, a lot of dysfunction, stuff that I'm not used to, really brought me out of my shell. But also,
Tell us the bad part.
Well, like her mom was into drugs.
Oh.
And so it just caused a lot of even more dysfunction. And then, like, her mom would be gone, her stepdad would be gone. And then, like, one time I was over there, her parents had just left. And some random guy that her mom was, like, kind of seeing on the side shows up and is like, "Where's your mom?" And we're like, "Go home, Garth."
Oh, my God.
And I was like 15 or something. I was like, is this about to be an altercation with Garth? And it was just very strange, very stressful first relationship, but made me a better person.
How did you end it?
I was like, you know, we've been in this relationship for a very long time and we just have nothing to compare it to. Is it good? I have no idea. I really have no idea. I have nothing else to compare it to. I think we should go our separate ways.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But hold on. Is the bad relationship, though? It doesn't sound like necessarily the relationship with the girl was bad. But
not
like
necessarily.
The relationship you had with her family sounds...
I would say the surrounding
context.
Yeah,
it was kind of everything around the relationship was very just crazy, and hazardous is the word that comes to mind.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that's not great.
You know, I mean, that really opened up a whole side of life that I'd never seen before.
Yeah, you're like, you open the door and I went through that and you like shut that door for a while.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I'm happy I was there. Don't get me wrong. And saw it from a safe distance, probably.
Well, that's a good learning experience.
Good learning experience.
Yeah.
Hogan, you want
to
go?
Yeah, so I had to think back through the annals of history. And I guess, my worst one isn't the worst. Like, I don't have any, like, bad relationships, per se, or even, like, bad, like, friend breakups or anything like that. Uh-huh. But I feel like it was my high school crush was, like, the worst thing because we she had cancer, like, halfway through her sophomore year of high school. And, like, we talked all the time. I was, like, her, like, buddy person or whatever. Uh-huh. And then, like, she gets better treatment. She survives, and she's, like, great now. She's an amazing person.
We can hear the garbage truck a little bit. Don't worry, everybody. Garbage truck is on our end.
It's kind of But then, like, she comes back, and then, like, we don't really connect back again. Like, I was wanted to, like... Maybe she just saw me as a friend and I wanted romantic, but then like I was kind of always pushing for that, and then she would always like kind of bail out on like dates or whatever. And then like finally senior year, we like go together to prom and then kind of like hang out all that summer, and then decided and call it like when college comes around, we're like, let's just like, you know, figure this out later. Like we've already been, you know, talking for however long. And then like I hear that she like made out with somebody else that I knew like over New Year's, and I was just like,
that's pretty bad.
But like for your New Year's kiss, and I was like, it's not like we were together or anything like that, but I was just like,
still hurts though.
I'm like, I'm like, I'm over this. Like I'm not gonna try and keep making this work.
That's a good decision.
So yeah, we're still friends and stuff, but yeah, always. And she like she'll like cry when she sees me, and I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why is she crying?
I don't know.
She didn't know what really
could have been exactly.
She knows what she missed. She's you're like, her Hogan, great you're quality.
You're quality, Hogan.
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, mine's pretty obvious.
I know.
Well, but did I ever tell you guys like what happened?
I
think I've heard it. Yeah, not like specific.
Well, like so, I was married. And we got divorced, and that is whatever it was. And she was really bitter about the fact that she moved farther away from all of our friends, and then she was bitter about the fact that all of our friends didn't really spend that much time with her. But I was like, well, you moved, you know, an hour away. It's going to be harder for them to hang out.
Right. Like,
it's hard for everyone to make that effort when I'm still in town and around and I'm going out and seeing everyone. Fast forward 1 year. I was still trying to stay in touch with her and be nice. And I had a housewarming party because I had moved into this apartment with my buddy. And we had this housewarming party. And I'm just having a good old time, drinking, hanging out with everyone, chatting, like you do at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out later that she was going around the party, like, talking trash about me. And telling people, she's like, why are you still friends with him? We were friends longer and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God.
At my housewarming party. But that's not the kicker. The kicker is after... almost everyone has left. I'm inside. It's like 2 a.m. and a friend of mine is out on the balcony with her. She was friends with her. And then I hear yelling and my friend storms in and she grabs her husband and she's like, we're leaving. Like, we need to go. We're leaving, because they had a big giant fight. And then my ex comes in and she's like, she's telling me what happened. Like, I should take her side. And I'm like, we're divorced. I don't have to take your side on anything anymore.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
And then she gets mad at me because I'm not taking her side. And she starts screaming at me. And about 3 weeks prior, her father had died of cancer.
Wow.
And I knew her dad. Like, we'd been married. I knew her father. We spent lots of time together. And she says, she's like yelling at me and she's like, are you seeing anyone right now? And I was like, no, I'm not seeing anyone. She goes, well, I am, and we're gonna get married.
Okay.
And we're so happy. And I was like, great for you. And
this it is seems like
a, this is like a year after we got divorced. Uh-huh. And then she says, and my father never respected you. And I'm like, she's invoking her dead father to try and get at me.
Yeah,
and
she's
I'm
like cursing you.
What did I do to you?
And I was like, you need to leave.
Why
and so
are you
she
here?
Like screams and she leaves. And she sends me this big, long text later.
Oh, my God.
Not apologizing, but saying, like, maybe she was out of line, but I have to understand. And then she explains again how she's hurt and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, lady, we're divorced. We don't have to do any of this. And now it was freeing because I was like, oh, wow, I cannot speak to her ever again. And I have such a great reason. And no one can ever be like, you should try and reach out and talk because you guys knew each other for so long.
Jeez.
So
that's wild.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's more to the story than that, but that's just that's the you know,
the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the abbreviated version.
How did you respond when she comes in yelling at you and telling you to take her side and everything. How do you respond to that?
I just very calmly was like sitting there and I was just letting her berate me. I was sitting there cleaning up my apartment because I tend to, after a party, I clean up that night because in the morning I want to wake up to not a messy apartment.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here. She's just going off and I'm not responding. I think that's why she kept getting angrier and angrier because she wasn't getting at me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you need to leave. And she goes, and I was like, you need to leave. Jeez. And so she leaves and I finish cleaning very calmly. I go in my bedroom and I just start punching my pillow. I punch the hell out of my pillow because I was so angry, but like I didn't want to give her that. And I punch my pillow. And then my friend who she had screamed at calls me and she's like, hey, do you want to go get breakfast? And it's like 4 a.m. And she's like, do you want to go get breakfast? And I was like, yeah. And so they came back and got me. And we went to DuPar's and had a nice breakfast and talked about everything. And I was just like, it's insane to me. But yeah. All right. Wow. So now it's time to vote.
I vote me.
Yours was almost a really heartbreaking story, but not really.
No.
Honestly, I'm going to vote Tanner.
Really?
That's a tough one. Yeah, you can't vote for yourself.
I'm going to vote you because you were young.
Yeah.
And I've heard lots of I'm from Texas, so I've heard lots of stories like that. In fact, I've been related to stories like that. But, like, it's tough because you're young and you can't be expected to know what to do.
That's true.
And, like, think about it. What would you do? You know, as a 15-year-old, what could you do about any of that situation? But you're also like, you obviously like this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yours to me is a much tougher and toxic situation than mine.
And I applaud you for recognizing, like, we don't know if this is like even a good relationship, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I just feel like, Chris, yours was like actually toxic. Like it was intentionally toxic, at least from that story, right? Like, they're putting energy into making you feel bad. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody purposely did that to me. So, and that's what.
Well, from like her perspective, she probably had like reasons to.
Right.
But regardless.
Yeah. Like, no, that's BS. I think
hate is poison you drink hoping it kills someone else. So.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah, all right. I vote Chris.
I've also voted Chris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I thought Tanner's was worse, but okay.
All right.
So I've had the worst relationship.
Yeah.
Cool. Fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, all right. I hope that was uplifting for everyone listening. If you want to, you can contact us and give us any advice.
Yeah. Tell us your awful relationships.
Yeah, or you can tell us about your bad relationship. And you know what? I'll respond if you email us.
We'll bring you on air.
Yeah, we'll bring you on. So thank you, Tanner and Hogan.
Of course.
And to our listeners, you can feel free to message us on Instagram at BrotherHQ, or you can text us at 323-310-0762. We will text you back, I promise. Or you can send us a good old-fashioned email at hello@brotherhq.com. Send us some relationship advice. We'll answer, I promise. And you can check out Tanner on Twitch, as always, playing some video games, playing some Fortnite or some Mario Kart. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on whatever podcast platform you use. And be sure to share our infinite wisdom with anyone you deem worthy, which should be everyone. Until next time.